What's the Topic with DJ Nesh, only on Answer FM.
Cake.
Nah, we're not talking about cakes today. This is What's the Topic. Yo, everybody. Yeah, welcome back. This is your boy, DJ Nesh. Not DJ Nave. No. DJ Nesh. Yeah. Maybe we should just keep it as Nesh for now. Until I master the decks, you see? Yeah. Until I go there and I show it fire. Yeah. This is Nesh, aka Fearless Eagle, doing it, flying high, aiming for the sky. Yay! Did you hear those rhymes? Ha. Yeah, so today it's going to be an awesome, amazing session. We're going to be taking the second part of what we started. Remember, there's 4 weeks where we're going to tackle this. So this is the second week where we're tackling the second one. Yeah, so you know how we do it. We come in, do the intro. Yes. Check how you guys are doing. And then I let you guys know how I am. I'm awesome. I'm amazing. I'm flying high. Yes. In the sky. Yeah. Feel musical and all the stuff. But yeah, this is your boy DJ Nesh. AKA Fearless Eagle. Nesh. Yeah. Here on What's the Topic. Today we're going to be talking about the law of sin. Yes. For those who didn't know, the law of sin. Sin is a law. Spiritual law. And all the stuff. Yeah. So you got to know. Last week we spoke about love. Yes, the law of love. Yeah, we spoke about that. This week we're speaking about the law of sin. And maybe I should give you, you know, a glimpse of what we're going to be speaking about next week. Or do you think you're not ready for it? I think you are ready for it. So next week we're going to be speaking about the law of redemption. So make sure you tuned in to next week's one. It's going to be awesome. But the law of sin is today's one. And I'll see you guys after the short break.
Hey, this is Pastor Pearson Pretorius. And Christ music is hot music. This is Active FM. Glory, glory, glory. Yeah.
Coming back into it. You know how we do it. We get into the news session. Today we only got one news. And then the second one is coming after that. And then you never know if there's a third one. But the first one is right here in South Africa. Yeah, SAORSA. We're doing it for RSA. Yeah, so right here in SA, we are apparently registering to vote for the new president. I wonder which party is going to win, who's the new president. And yeah, hopefully everything goes well. I pray everything goes well. Because if everything goes well, the whole country is going to be well developed. Yeah, and I pray that we get a Christian president. You know, basically a president that's going to be focusing on Christ. So this is to all the South Africans out there. Examine the party that you're voting into. Power, because when they got power over you, whether you like it or not, until the next elections come. So don't vote for the person that you didn't, yeah, want to be on, or you think they're awesome, but behind them it's an evil heart. Yes, some people they act, so don't be deceived by their actions that they do temporarily just now for you to vote for them. No, look at their morals, look what they believe, what they believe in, what they stand for. Yes, don't use. Yeah, in fact, don't vote for communist parties and, yeah, those other ones. I even forgot what they are called. But, yeah, don't vote for those type of people, you know. Examine who they are, Christians or not, and then, yeah, come on. Make sure that you're wise. Second thing is, the weather here is interesting. Very, very interesting. So, we got a weather that decides to change when it wants to change and it does whatever it wants. So, if it wants to send a storm, it sends a storm. If it wants to be cold, it's cold. If it wants to be hot, it's hot. If it wants to rain, it's rainy. Yeah, so we got a very interesting weather. And yeah, that is it for the news update, except now we got the last one. Guys, pray for Zimbabwe. Yes, you gotta pray for Zimbabwe, because at the moment there's a lot of chaos happening in there. Yes, it's our neighboring country, by the way. So we gotta pray for them. It's not just our elections. Pray for them at the same time, you know. Pray for them. They need our prayers. Prayers is going to actually change a lot of people's lives. Like the word says, much prayer, much power. No prayer, no power. Yeah, we got to exercise our power and make sure we develop it. Yeah. gotta do that. So I'm gonna see you guys after this short break, and then when we come back, we're gonna kill this thing, we're gonna do this, and it's gonna be really awesome. So we'll see you after the break, and then we gonna get into the music session. Woo-hoo. Yeah.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade on 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back here, guys. You know how we do it. Yes, yeah. You know, we got an awesome team here. Yeah? I don't understand some of these teams live, you know, the way they think. I don't understand their minds because, yeah, some of them got interesting minds, eh? Yo, the stuff that they do behind the scenes, yeah. Stuff where you think to yourself, hey, where did I find these people? But yeah, you know, it's an awesome team. Shout out to you guys and our presenter as well, you know, Miss K-Way, yes, yeah. She loves food, by the way, for those who don't know. She loves food. Yes, she does. Hopefully, she hears the show. What do you mean, hopefully? She will hear this show. She listens to the shows. So, yeah, shout out to you. Loving food. Yes. Awesome stuff. So, yeah, you know, the music, yeah, music that you listen to, I'll always tell you guys, the music that you listen to affects you. So, make sure you're always listening to Christian music because, as the word says, faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. So it's either you're filling yourself with faith that comes from God or you're filling yourself with demonic faith. So even demons have faith. If you didn't know, there's demonic faith. So make sure you're filling yourself with righteous faith. Faith from God. Yes, not demonic ones. If you fill yourself with demonic faith, you'll be disappointed. Yeah. So we're gonna give you the awesome, amazing music. Don't forget, we're still speaking about the law of sin when we come after this break. So, yeah, we're gonna give you some awesome, amazing Christian music, which is gonna get you pumped up. And Father, you're gonna go on another level and you're gonna be enjoying it because it's gonna get you pumped up. Yeah, gonna stand up, you're gonna do the dance, yeah. And then after that, you're gonna enjoy the moment. Yeah, you're gonna enjoy the moment when we get into the topic itself. So, I'll see you guys after the break.
Is the key in Givati a grandeza do teu poder? Posso contemplar tua majestade, glória, Rei dos reis, eu me prostro a ti. Teu amor é como o mar que vem sobre mim, que vem sobre mim. Tu és por nós quem nos vencerá. Vencedor, fizeste caminho para nós.
Fizeste um caminho para me fazes vencer, me fazes vencer. Me chamas para ir mais fundo em tuas águas. Me fazes vencer, me fazes vencer. Sem medo caminho e confio em teu amor. Me fazes vencer, me fazes vencer. Me chamas para ir mais fundo em tuas águas. Me fazes vencer, me fazes vencer. Sem medo caminho e confio em teu amor. Me fazes vencer, me fazes vencer. Me chamas para ir mais fundo em tuas águas. Me fazes vencer, me fazes vencer. Sem medo confio nas promessas sobre mim. Que vem sobre mim, tu és por nós, quem nos vencerá? Mas que vencedor fizeste um caminho. Something that I meant when I said I would wait for the sun to shine. It will shine, shine again for you. It will shine, so bright and strong and true. Don't give up hope in the darkness.
On the law of sin, we gonna get into it, into the topic itself. I hope you guys are gonna take a lot of notes, because this is a session where you can take a lot of notes, a whole lot of notes. So guys, make sure that you got a pen and a notebook with you, because Mr. Nash is gonna give you everything real. So yeah, the law of sin. Let's get into it. You know, basically sin kills. In case you didn't know, sin kills. Sin is a law, and it's the Satan's law, the devil's law. And something that you need to know is sin kills. Where you find sin, you find death. Anything that you find that was dead, the reason why it was dead is because of sin. Any area where you find there's death, it's because of sin. There's sin involved. Sin is the outcome of focusing on the devil, or not focusing on the devil. Sin is the outcome of not being in God's presence. And guess what? Death comes with it. So, basically we have already said that God loves the sinner, but not the sin. So you have to understand, like HIV, you got people who, they got HIV. Now, God doesn't hate the person. God loves the person. The person has HIV, God loves the person. I mean, the problem is the person has HIV now. That HIV is what we don't love. Even your loved ones, when they got a disease in them, you don't hate your loved ones. You love them, but you hate the disease that is in them, killing them. So that's something, that's reality. So guys, make sure you got that in your mind. God loves everybody, but he hates the sin. Just like you love your loved one, but you hate the disease. Sin is a disease, not a disease. Sin is a disease and it kills. Now, why does God love the sinner but not the sin? That is the question. Now, simply because sin is a poison, like I said, that the devil has introduced in the world to kill the human being created in the image and likeness of God. That is why he hates it. He hates it because of that. So you got the devil here who brings sin. Why? For the purpose of killing God's loved ones. Yeah, you got God who loves his people, but the devil wants to demolish him. So, yeah, what does he do? He kills them by using sin. And then man's image get distorted. People don't know their identity, stuff like that. There's a whole lot of things that come with it. Now, the wages of sin is death, like we started off by saying. Sin is Satan's identity number. Yep. Sin is Satan's identity number. So if you are smart, you're actually going to think of Revelation and actually think, okay, in Revelation, what is Satan's identity? It is a 3 number, which is 666. Now, sin is Satan's identity number. Yeah, just think of it. It's going to make sense. And then if you go in John chapter 3 verse 8, you're going to actually find out a lot of interesting stuff. I'm actually thinking, wow, let me actually go there. Like 1 John, not John, guys, don't get it twisted though. I almost got it twisted. Yes, don't get it twisted. I meant 1 John. So if you go into 1 John, chapter 3, verse 8. So if you have a pen, make sure you're writing it down. If you don't have a pen, get a pen and write it down. If you have a Bible, go to 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. And I'm going to actually read it for you guys. This is what it says. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Woo! Boom, right there. God. Hey, thank you, Lord Jesus. That's how we find our identity in Christ. Yeah. Make sure you're connected to Christ, eh? Christ came to destroy sin. So, yeah, you don't need to be struggling here with sin and all those stuff. Now, Romans chapter 6, verse 23, this is what it says. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ our Lord. Woo! Get into Christ and you'll be okay. Make sure you in Christ, which Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20 goes on saying, the soul who sins shall die. Yo, yo, yo. Why would you want to die? The Son shall not bear that guilt of the Father, nor the Father bear the guilt of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself. Sin is the contravention of God's law. So basically, yeah, that word almost got me to, yeah, you know, basically say other stuff. But what I'm saying is God hates the sin, and Satan knows that. So what does he do? He sends sin so that people who are in Christ can die. So the law of sin is death. Sin is the identity of God. So make sure that you don't got sin into your DNA. No, you are a child of God. You are made in his image. So make sure that you get back to your original design. Don't be stuck with sin as the law that governs your life. So I'm going to see you guys and after this break. And then we'll come back, finish off the show with this awesome conclusion. So I'll see you guys after this.
Jesus was there. The exceptional new Act of Worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
The resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back. Miracles unfolding, magnificent.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
Focused on the kingdom, I'm clinging on to you. The world and its desires will pass, but the will of God lives forever. Jesus will stand. Jesus will stand.
Yeah. so beautiful, you rule in splendor, urgently seeking you. The world and its desires will pass, but the will of God lives forever, Jesus will stay.
Okay, coming back into it, we're gonna be closing very soon. Okay, I felt like rapish, melodic, singing, yeah, type of, yeah. Let's just get back into it. Yeah, so we finished off the previous session by actually saying that sin is basically the contravention, you know, sin is the contravention of God's law. Yes. The contravention of God's law. That word is long, eh? So you gotta understand. So I have to take it slow. But yeah, sin is the contravention of God's law. Sin hinders mankind to see the fulfillment of God's plan in his life. Now, come on, Satan doesn't wanna see you prosper. He didn't wanna see you prosper from the beginning. So what is he gonna do? He's gonna hinder your mankind, you know, fellow Christians, fellow mates. It's going to hinder their plan that God has for them. And how does it do that? By distorting everything in your life. It takes us away from God and places us under the bondage of Satan. That's what he does. He takes you and then he puts you under him. If you didn't know, that's what sin does to us. And you know what's amazing? It's amazingly blowing mind. Yeah, yo. If you really understood this, you are going to stay away from it. Because when you look at the bondage, you know, the bondage actually manifests through all kinds of suffering and summarizes itself by death, both spiritually and physically. Why would you want to experience death on that level? I'm not stupid to experience death on that level. Why would you want to experience death on that level? That's why I ran away to Christ. I was like, no. I'm not about that life. I'm going to disappear from here. Yeah, I hope you don't mind me sharing a verse to you guys. So Isaiah 59 verse 1 to 2, this is what it says. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save. No, it's not shortened, it can save. Nor his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. Nope, he can hear you. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. God wants to hear. God wants everything. But you know what's the problem? The sin that is in you is the one that is keeping him away from answering your prayers. Yes, sinner, praying to God and expecting him to answer. No. Stop sinning. Then you get to him. You'll see. It's going to get, you know, everything that you ever prayed for is going to happen in your life. And how do you stop sinning? Get to Christ. Simple. Get to Christ. When you get to Christ, you telling God that me, I wanna be righteous. I got a problem. I don't know how to fix it. Please fix it. Obviously, you still have sin, but it's not sin. It's not you planning to sin. No, you understand that the sin is there. I'm struggling, but God is gonna get rid of it as time goes on. And then I hope you guys don't mind me sharing the last verse, which comes from Romans chapter. It's basically two verses. Romans chapter 3, verse 10 and verse 23. This is what it says. It's combined, eh? As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We're all in the same boat, eh? We've all fell short of the glory of God, eh? Yeah, we don't have the glory. You know, even if you have the name, doesn't mean you have the glory, yeah? Because we have all sinned and fell short of it. Just kidding, guys, just kidding. But we all need Christ, eh? We all need Christ. And the law of sin is going to destroy you. It's going to take you away from Christ, and it's going to remove you from your original design so that you can be under the bondage of Satan. That is what sin does. Now, what is sin? Anything that the Bible doesn't approve and anything that is not in the presence of God. You know yourself, you're smoking, drinking, sleeping around, making babies everywhere, left, right, center. Yes, all those stuff. Not in the presence of God. And it even goes far as imagining you sleeping with that person. It's equivalent to you doing it. Imagining all the wrong stuff, you know, dreaming the wrong stuff, you know, planning, all those stuff, gossiping, yeah, stuff like that. You didn't know, eh? Gossiping is sinning, eh? Lying, stealing, all those things are sins, and you need to get them out of your system. So I'm gonna see you people next week, same time, same place. I hope you guys enjoyed the second one, which was the law of sin. Don't forget to catch us on Facebook, www.activefm.co/imlying. That's our website, guys. That is our website. So the website itself is www.activefm.co.za. Facebook is /activefm777. Instagram is @activefm777. On Twitter, @activefm777. Basically, Instagram, remove the 777. It's just @activefm777. Yeah, that is Instagram. And then, yeah, Twitter @activefm777. Don't remove the 777. You'll find us there. And then you can catch the shows on iTunes, Iono FM, all the podcasts that you can find under the sun. See you guys next week, same time, same place. Don't forget my personal Instagram account where you can comment, speak to me, let me know what's happening, which is what's the topic 777. Yeah, so Instagram personal page @what's the topic 777. Facebook, you guys know everything of mine. Nash Workaholic Bobo, that's me on Facebook. Yes, you're gonna find me there. If you want to get my personal page on Instagram, it is Fearless Eagle in Christ. Yes, that's the one, @FearlessEagleInChrist. If you wanna get me on Twitter personal page, it's Saint Lone Wolf. See you guys next week. Peace.
blinded shame. I walk in white lace. Light has blinded shame. I walk in white lace.